You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you are watching on the video stream, you will see we have some new hats on, courtesy of Derek Bombeck of Visit Lincoln, who came back. He was here for a 6:45 segment. He came back, bring his gifts. He brought gifts of hats. We got salt shaker,
salt and pepper shaker,
and also
tell them what else there is, Jake.
Derek brought us a branded veggie slicer.
Look at that thing, Steve. A veggie slicer.
You
know,
so will you give that to Laura?
What's that? Yes. Well,
Elizabeth.
She does a lot of
Elizabeth.
Yes. Yeah,
with Elizabeth still?
We are. We are still together.
Still together.
Remember that? Well, about 6 months ago, it didn't look like it was going to last. A lot of problems at home.
Figured things out.
They figured things out. All right, that's good.
Thank you to Bombeck.
And what saved it? They had a veggie slicer.
Yes, this is big.
Bombeck is saving marriages.
He came back.
This is incredible.
He came back.
He drove back. Yeah. In his vest. He had his vest on.
Veggie slicer. Thank you, Bombeck.
Thank you, Bombeck.
And
we have some breaking news.
We do. Before we get to FSPs, we have some big breaking news here on the show. There was a text received by Steve Sipple. What did you receive, Sip?
You know who this comes from, guys?
Who?
Officer McLeod.
Oh, nice.
In Columbus, yes.
Yes, Officer McLeod. He is a police officer in Columbus.
Loyal breaker.
Yeah. Very loyal breaker. Thank you, officer. He said the casino out in Columbus still has the original wishbone sign inside on display.
Need to see that.
Holy God. Next time I drive by, I'm going to stop and get a photo. I'm going in. Hey, where's the wishbone sign?
I hope
at?
You do.
Yes.
You're going in.
I'm going in. There's no doubt about it.
How about that? Hey, thank you, Officer McLeod.
Thank you.
He said he misses wishbones. He played adult dodgeball there until the day they ripped it down.
Oh.
Ha ha. Better times.
Did you go ha ha?
Thank you for the ha ha.
Ha ha. Better times. We got into an incredible volleyball match there one night.
Who's we?
Shin Daddy, camera.
Wishbones?
And Wishbones. We had some other friends with us.
So you're playing adult volleyball.
Adult volleyball, sand volleyball. We met up with a group of people out there.
Did you really? And
the group of people like that, and this, I'm not going to be disparaging with that, but they were deaf. So all of them, they were all awesome. I mean, and so we play a heated three-game set against them.
You were playing deaf volleyball. Your feet, your shoe, you were barefoot.
Barefoot.
Short pants.
But this was at night. We weren't in the hot sun. This was at night. So we went out back and all of a sudden it's like, hey, they got volleyball going like that. And the person came over to us and said, we got these people here like that that are visiting Columbus or something's going on there. He goes, would you want to play against them? So yeah, it was on.
I'm listening. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was incredible.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm always freaked out by this whole thing because you're in Columbus a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
In my territory.
Who didn't go to Columbus is what I want to know.
Marty, by the way, last night.
Marty.
I just sent a text it said it's amazing that Tom Osborne called plays on offense for 5 national championship teams. I was texting Marty because he sent me a bunch of head coaches that call plays. And he sent back a ha-ha.
That's it.
He said I meant an exclamation point, yeah. Not ha-ha.
Marty.
Did you ask Marty at all about the Able Stable?
We should have brought that up again.
I need to.
Yeah, Able Stable.
God, I was reading about Norvell, though, last night. Marty is not talking about Norvell. They said they're going to make a move on him late. They're going to make the decision at the end of the season, which is just causing
an uproar.
No, and it's caused an uproar in the fan base. I was reading about it. It's nasty. All right, go ahead.
Well, it is
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, we gotta get to FSP. Sponsored by our friends at Neiman & Sons and Halo Custom Lighting. If you want to be the stars of your neighborhood in this Christmas season, please book your spot now to get your lights on.
Christmas!
Please!
HaloCustomLighting.com or NeimanAndSons.com. Josh McGuire.
Josh McGuire, the big toe locally. Of getting this set up for you. You want to get on it right now. Josh will have it ready.
Do you want music behind this, Bill?
What's that? Yeah.
Okay. This is some good music for you. FSPs! Here we go!
I like this. This is good. Here we go, FSPs. Tonight, Boise State at Nevada. Stretch, but things happen. Boise State, Nevada. Now, again, there'll be like 100 people. There'll be 100 people that will get on the field. It won't be a crazy one, but it'll be a big one. Ole Miss at OU. OU could storm.
That's tomorrow.
OU could storm. That's tomorrow. That's a huge game in the SEC right there. I hope this happens. Number 16, West Virginia, North Carolina. If North Carolina storms like that, there'll be, again, you're looking at a couple hundred people. Like that. And then some people going, like, I don't know if I even have the energy to do it. And so just empty stadium.
I don't have the energy.
I don't have the energy.
Coffee.
Yeah, like I said, at UCLA that time, they had their Starbucks wandering around the field, didn't know what to do.
That was hilarious against Penn State.
But Penn State didn't. They even
said like 10 people.
They didn't have enough people to storm there. They didn't plan on winning like that. Auburn at Arkansas. Do they storm? Arkansas is 0-4. Auburn's won like one. Just for the fun of it. Maybe they did just for the fun of it. Let storm. This one would happen for sure. Alabama at South Carolina. Weird things happen.
Here they come.
Weird things happen. Alabama at South Carolina. BYU at Iowa State. Jack Trice, I think they storm. I think that BYU's undefeated. BYU's undefeated. Could easily happen. Illinois is ranked 23rd, I believe, at Washington. Potential storm. It's got to be an epic ending for it to happen. If it's just a casual one, that not happen. Texas at Mississippi State.
Oh, God,
Mississippi
yes.
State's 0-15 in their last 15 games. So underneath the new coach, like that Lebby, they have not won an
SEC game?
Not won an SEC game yet. So Texas there. Texas A&M at LSU. LSU storms. They do. Make a big deal about it. LSU storms. Michigan at Michigan State. Michigan State 100% storms.
Oh, God, yes.
That's a major storm. Tennessee 17th at Kentucky. Again, not a highly interesting crowd at Kentucky. They won't be like all crazy into it, but that could be a big one. So several FSPs. I love the music, Jake. It changed everything.
It did.
I loved it. It sounded right.
Yes, it did.
It just sounded right for FSPs, you know?
It did. You know how supportive music. I am of music in the background.
At all times.
Yes. Good job. Good job.
Is there one you think, Bill, that is the most likely? I'm trying to put you in the spot.
I can do it.
Because last week, Minnesota upstormed against Nebraska.
That
was the field storming last
week.
Didn't
see that one coming like that. I think the one that they would storm is going to be obviously the Michigan State.
Yes.
You know that. But I think Iowa State has the best chance
to
potentially. When BYU was undefeated last year and beat Utah, they lost their next two.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, you talked about this. You come off emotion. What did Pillen say when they came off that game against OU? And they were spent. They were patted on the back. Whatever it was. And so all of a sudden, BYU wins an incredibly emotional game. And they have to go on the road to Iowa State. And that's going to be tough. And Iowa State's going to be, this is our season.
Yeah.
We change the whole narrative off of this game.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it's going to be.
So Iowa State, you'd say, act like you've been there before. But you can't really say that to Iowa State because they've never been there before.
Well,
so go ahead.
There we go.
He can't help it. Can't help himself. What about Campbell now?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Chest puffed out of Casey's. Yeah,
the only person that hates Iowa State.
In the world.
Iowa fans hate Iowa State. Either you're like, yeah, it's Iowa State. No one hates them. It's like Wake Forest, take that. No one cares. No one's worried about Wake Forest.
You reside in Nebraska. Yeah. You don't even live in Iowa.
Yeah, and you're just like, why that upsets you so bad is beyond me.
When we come back, the spillover with Cody Schmick is next on Early Break on the Ticket.